podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. The Wolves got it done with the Celtics last night. Maxi, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing? Everything okay?
Good.
The Wolves, I mean, what, down five starters yesterday, rallied late in the game. Everybody came together. It was a thing of beauty.
It was something. It was the darndest thing to watch. I mean, five starters, oh, that'd be the whole lineup, you know. And that includes the big three, Russell and Edwards and Towns. And, I mean, I guess Okogie McDaniels has started some this year if you want to get technical. But that being said, they had no business, and it is amazing in the game of basketball when you give guys like Jalen Noel some freedom and say, you know, you're not just playing a role here. You shoot when you have an open shot as opposed to, you know, trying to play around other players. You see how good some of these guys are. And, you know, he was a great player, of course, in college, and he scores 29 points. And they bring up, they signed Greg Monroe like at 2 in the afternoon, and he scores 15 points last night. It was the darndest thing to watch. And, you know, it kind of spells out how simple basketball is and how good these guys are that we don't see play that much. So you assume, well, they just must be so-so players. But as Chris Finch pointed out after the game, you know, when you can be a really good player on the NBA roster and not play because either what you do doesn't fit the rotation, but on a night when they ask you to just be yourself and be whatever it was that got you to the league, you go, oh my God, that's right. These are the maybe the second best players in the world, maybe not the top five, but it was a celebration at Target Center, and it was really fun to watch.
Yeah, that was very cool. And by the way, the Wolves taking on the Knicks this evening.
Yeah.
Pre-game 6:30, 7 o'clock is tip-off right here on your Wolves channel. Hey, I want to ask you, John Legend is turning 43 today. Again, not sure how that's possible. He still looks like he's 33. Whatever he's doing, keep going, John. His nephew, John Legend's nephew, is Gopher wide receiver Michael Brown Stevens.
Yeah.
Big bowl game this evening in Phoenix. Talk about a good time to be in Phoenix, huh?
Yeah, and I had Steve Irwin yesterday. He's got the creative charters down there, and he goes to every Gopher Bowl game and brings people to every Gopher game on the road. And he said, you know, if I make it feel any better, it's, you know, we're cloudy in high 50s here, so we're not out sun tanning. It's nicer than where you are, but it's not, you know, it's not blow you away, because we heard about some of those temperatures in the south and in Dallas and in Florida. He said, we're not getting to that, but it's nicer than what it is in Minnesota. And tonight it'll be kind of cool there, and they'll play the game. And interesting, Tanner Morgan, actually, they're playing at this baseball field. And so yesterday Tanner Morgan was asked about that. He goes, I actually played a game here, and there was some all-star high school game there. So he's one of the few people that ever played a game in this turf that they're bringing in to play in the baseball stadium. And it surprised everybody to find out somebody had played there. But as far as the game itself goes, West Virginia should not be able to keep up with the Gophers. Gophers should be able to go 5 yards in a cloud of dust all day. West Virginia could try to throw the ball all over the field, but I don't think that their passing attack is that good that they'll be able to, you know, run up big points on the Gophers.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we got news. The Gopher women's basketball home game against Northwestern canceled. Many members of the Wildcats team are in COVID-19 protocols. They're working with the Big Ten, apparently, to reschedule that game. But do you envision with it again, maybe I'm over exaggerating, it seems like the wheels are coming off the bus, and sports is just a reflection of what's happening with the rest of us, but do you envision any kind of an attempt for a bubble? Isn't there sort of a modified bubble for the college playoffs?
I haven't heard what the plan is for the playoffs and Northwestern, and with the new Big Ten rules, the way they're structured, if they can't find a date, that could be a forfeit for Northwestern. I mean, they've tried to make the stakes high on this stuff so that if you are the offending team, there's the possibility you lose the game in a forfeit, and that can cost the NCAA tournament. That can cost you all kinds of things if you can't reschedule it. So it'll be interesting to see how that gets played out. I have not heard the term bubble with teams yet, and I said this yesterday, it looks to me like leagues and the NHL came up with an amendment to their collective bargaining agreement, or you're going to try to fortify it with a whole bunch of players so they can keep sending players out there. I don't think that this is my opinion more than this is just based on reading the tea leaves as I listen to different people talk that represent organizations and leagues. I don't think they're as scared of this, the Omicron, as they were last year at this time when there was no vaccine, which really forced them into the bubble. I think that for now they're willing to take their chances, and they don't believe that this is a serious. You had vaccination in play, and you know, obviously it's pretty hard. They're willing to take their chances, and they don't believe that this is a serious. You had vaccination in play, and you know, obviously it's pretty hard. You know, if you put teams in a bubble and they're going to come out and play in front of 66,000 fans the other day for the Vikings game, that's a tough one to negotiate. And I don't think people are trying to go there in terms of the leagues.
Do you think? Certainly, many of the bowl games are on ESPN.
Yeah.
Do you think at any point maybe they're thinking at ESPN which staffers can actually play football, and maybe let's just get our staffers down on the field?
I said last night, it's a bonus if you go to the if you buy a ticket to the Timberwolves game, you could very well end up in the starting lineup.
I don't know if that would be a dream come true or a nightmare. I think it would be a nightmare.
Yeah, college football brings all their players, the walk-ons and everybody else. They're over 100, you know. And this is where it's hard to make sense of this thing, Paul, if you just do the math. The Gopher football team has no cases. I mean, they got 100 players, the staff, everybody else. And yet, you know, the Vikings, the Timberwolves have 8. I mean, it's the darndest thing. I don't know how this is working. Testing, I don't know any of it. But if you just do the math on this thing, that makes no sense, does it?
No, it doesn't. None of this makes any sense. We're just going with the flow and taking it one day at a time, and why should the sports world be any different? But, Maxie, you stay healthy. Appreciate you, and we'll catch you again next hour.
You got it. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Mike. So, some travel do's and don'ts. We've gone from travel nightmares to flightmares. Not a great time to be flying. When we come back, some tips, some travel do's and don'ts from the thrifty traveler. That's next.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.